Well, they kicked 3 goals in 2 minutes. So, yeah, we did with the conditions. Obviously, there was tactics came into it a little bit today, and we thought in the third quarter we handled ourselves pretty well. But we took our, I don't know if we took our foot off the pedal, but they made the most of their opportunities. I think there was a 50-metre penalty in there somewhere, and kicked 3 goals in 2 minutes in the first and the last. And that was probably the game in the end.
Do you think there was a feeling at all among some of the players that maybe the breeze will carry at times in the end?
I don't know. I have to ask the players. But no, I don't think so. I mean, it was there all day. We had plenty of supply. Both teams had tactics for and against the wind. Probably nullified each other there. And then in the last quarter, just didn't win the hunt when we needed to. I thought we got done out of the middle and looked like North were just a little bit more desperate.
Were you happy with the effort overall?
Yeah, look, we wanted to really hunt the game today, and I thought we did, but it was a pretty ruthless Kangaroos outfit as well. And you're not going to get it your way all the time. I thought we had our moments, and our numbers probably looked pretty good. We got out-tackled in the first quarter, which I don't think always means success or failure, but it felt like they come to play, and we knew that. And we responded in the second quarter, and the game seesawed all day, and then when it really, when the crunch was really there, we probably didn't take our opportunities.
Do you think the long trip from Perth to Tassie took anything out of the boys?
No. No, we were good. We were ready to go. Weren't intimidated about the flight. We fly every second week for, for all their careers, so they're not worried about travel at all. Look, I think the game was right in the balance at three-quarter time. They had momentum. The players were up. They're up for the challenge. They've been responding really well all year. But, sometimes you get teams who wanted a bit more. So the tactics go out the window. And that last 15 minutes, we still had opportunities. And the harder we pressed, I think, the more vulnerable we looked the other way. So they got a couple of goals through good pressure. And we're just a bit off with our fumbles and contested ball when it mattered.
So the team was a bit off, given you've got Essendon and Richmond before the break. Important is it just to put this to the side, an aberration after six straight wins. Do you just put it to the side? Do you review it tomorrow, or how do you approach it now?
We'll just review it normally. We're not going to win every week, we know that. We want to play a brand of footy that stands up in games like this. And, combined with a bit of maturity with our group, I thought, we just weren't tough enough for long enough, and we've been trying to push that out there a fair bit with our players. So they're really disappointed, and we'll review it. But we've got a six-day break into the Bombers, so we'll move on pretty quick as well.
At 7-3, are you pretty happy with how that stacks up for
the Bombers? We'll take it, for sure. Yeah, we think we're in a good space to have a good assault in the second half of the year, but we're still disappointed about today. I thought there were still opportunities where we could have won the game. I don't know if we deserve to win. I think the Kangas deserve to win, but we had our chances.
Especially considering the injuries, were you still confident that you could be sitting so high on the ladder at this stage of the
year? I really look at whether we are on the ladder. I think you've got to play everyone and, form. Teams are coming in and out of form, and momentum shifts every 2 or 3 weeks. Someone seems to be up and about, and other team seems to be hopeless. And it changes really quick. So, I'm not really looking at the ladder. I think there's still a long way to go.
What was your message to the group after that?
Pretty much what I just said to you guys. Yeah. No ranting and raving. We need to move on, but we need to reflect on what happened. Yeah, if he pulls up okay, he's in the mix, I would have thought. He had a good game. A lot of our list is getting back. We had 5 or 6 players come back for their first game of the weekend, and so we're starting to get some numbers back, which is really pleasing.
Any other injuries out of tonight?
No, I think we're all good, but we'll find out in probably the next hour or two and see how they pull up tomorrow.
What sort of things does Jack have to do during the week to get back in? Is it just purely how he pulls up?
Like I said, he's strongly in the mix. If he's not sore, all reports are that he's pulled up really well and he's right to go. So we'll see how he trains.
You said 5 or 6 are coming back. Is it going to be a bit of a shake-up?
No, not really. No, I don't think it's about a shake-up. I thought the effort was, you know, for the most part, we came with the right attitude. It's not panic stations. So it's not about playing yourself in or out of the team today. Thanks, guys. Tough.